Erica G grew up like any other Los Angeles kid, playing with Barbie and clutching on to Pooh Bear for dear life. But she was different. Her grandfather was not who he said he was. He'd come to the United States from China illegally as a paper son, paying about $1,800 to attach himself to another family.
So I found out in high school, I was pretty surprised. And the legacy is that, you know, in some ways, our family came in illegally. And I was wondering, you know, are we going to get deported?
Now 35 years old, Erica G is with the Angel Island Immigration Station Foundation, an organization that has researched paper sons.
Who are these people? They don't have the same last name as us. You know, how could they be related to us?
One scholar estimates 150,000 paper sons and daughters committed this crime to navigate around the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882.
We have to remember the times. It was during the Chinese Exclusion Act, and at that time, and still is to today, the only law in the U.S. immigration history books that specifically excluded a specific group of people, and those were Chinese laborers.
125 years ago this month, the Chinese Exclusion Act was approved by Congress.